Yeah, welcome back to the show. A lot going on in rugby league at the moment. Later on, we've got Webster. Webby's going to talk about the Roosters and plenty going on there. But guys, my... Sorry, Webby.
That's my shook noise.
My Macca's I'm loving at the moment. Tell you what, I'm... Honestly, I'm on McDonald's more than Ronald at the moment. Every time I look over, me and Joey's wooden acting. But it's, mate, the coaching, all the drama around the coaching, because in rugby league we love drama. Tigers, Dogs and Warriors. I mean, who the hell's going to coach them? What's going on here? Firstly, the Tigers. Webby, Cam Seraldo knocked back a huge offer. Boy, I mean, that's got to hurt the Tigers.
They put all their eggs in the one basket. You know, they went straight out for Seraldo, threw the bank at him, 5-year deal, which I think was ridiculous. And then he basically, after one look at their operations, it didn't take him very long to say no. Mm. That's the concerning thing for me in terms of the Tigers. And then they had to put out a press release and said, oh, well, we'll reload and go again. And now they're talking about Noddy being in the box seat for it.
I still maintain, I look at it. We get there and everyone's looking. It's like they're trying to discover, you know, the new star coach.
That's
instead
it.
Of sometimes going, righto, you know, whatever's happened in that, but looking at a guy like Paul Green and look at Shane Flannery going, proven, they've won a comp.
I think Flannery would be perfect for it.
Yeah, I do too.
I really do. I think he's more likely, I think he's a better fit there than anywhere. I think they need someone with some experience, someone that can... Someone's not going to listen to the outside noise. Now, they're talking about Johnny Morris. There's all this mail around about Johnny Morris, who's at South at the moment, going from there to the Tigers. Johnny's a great coach. My only issue for Johnny is that he couldn't handle the noise that was around Cronulla. So how the hell is he going to handle the noise that's perpetually around the West Tigers?
I think Shane Flanagan's the guy. Because look, it's just I don't see Flanagan being able to work with the admin there. I think the admin like to be quite hands on with what's going on. But the reason why I think Flanagan's the guy is for so many years they obviously haven't made the finals. Good or bad, whether you appreciate it or not, he is a ruthless winner, and he will clearly, like, I mean, you look at history, he will do whatever it takes to win. And I think that's what West Tigers need. They need a ruthless winner that is willing to do whatever it takes to win. Now, I understand you can get into the ethical and all that kind of stuff. I think that's what they need.
You know, Flano, even if you're an experienced coach, to have Sheens there, what an advantage. Because it's like anything, boys. You know, when you sit down, and oftentimes coaches just get locked into their own world. But to sit down with Tim Sheens or a person, you know, when you're sometimes just talking through things, and all of a sudden you go, yeah, and you start to work it out yourself.
Yeah.
Like sitting down with a guy like Sheens, who can just talk for an hour about rugby league, and you start to formulate ideas and stuff like that. Whoever gets the job's got to utilize
it. It's funny when you talk about, like, there has been that tendency in the last 10 or so years for the next big thing, and it's Serato at the moment. So go back to, it was Madge, then it was Robbo.
Mm-hmm.
And now at the moment it's Serato. So they look at all these really strong assistant coaches, but as we've seen, like, I remember it was Siebes.
Adam.
It was Adam O'Brien. You know, you can only go as well as the players that you've got in many respects. So I just, as much as I have enormous raps on Seraldo, and I think he's beyond an assistant coach now. He seems almost like a co-coach with Ivan in many ways.
Yeah, Ivan hasn't really coached the last few because he's been
Crook. Like, yeah, exactly. But like, it's almost like how Bellyache was under Wayne.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, it's almost that relationship now. Again, but he's not the head NRL coach who's, like, I talked to Craig Fitzgibbon, who was saying, you know, he says, mate, it's tougher than you think.
Oh, yeah.
The pressure.
The pressure. That's how you will, how you handle the pressure is probably more than what you do tactically. The Warriors, just quickly before we go to the break, mate, the Warriors, I tell you who, the Warriors, Denon, you know this, you've played there. Mm. They always do their best, have their best seasons and have the most success when they play unorthodox football.
Mm.
I reckon if I was the boss of the Warriors, because they've been knocked back by Christian Wolf, I'd be going to the Walker brothers saying, listen, boys, 12-month deal, show us what you can do.
Yeah, look, I agree. They're in a situation where there's not many people on the radar that's going to go to the Warriors. They may as well try something.
Give it a crack. There we go. We've said it. We'll take a break. After the break, rev it up.